audio version of Michael Laidman's blog. December 13, 2019. Aim at the 10, and see the creator with increasing precision. Through 9 friends in the 10, I reveal the creator's attitude toward me, and perceive it as light, as good. But for this, I, Malkuth, first must restrict my egoism and build a good attitude toward them, which then become spiritual actions, that are called restriction, screen, and reflected light. To that extent, I will reveal their attitude toward me. I try as much as possible to subjugate myself, and see my friends connected, and belonging to the upper degree for me. The 10 represents the spiritual vessel of the creator to me, and its center is Sphere-Isod, to which I adhere as to the manifestation of the creator toward me. This comes from the 4 phases of direct light, that in regard to me are the 9 upper discernments of Bestial, 9 different qualities, colors, and sounds, no more and no less. Malkuth does not feel anything, does not react, as if it does not exist at all, if there are not the first 9 Sephirot before it. The first 9 Sephirot are always ready, but the problem is to awaken Malkuth, to develop the desire, to enjoy to such an extent, that it will finally want to come into contact with the first 9 Sephirot, to feel and hear something, that is outside of it. This takes years, because a person is locked inside himself absolutely hermetically, like a can of sardines. The higher the soul, the greater the egoism in a person. Therefore, it takes more time to get through to him. Sometimes, after 20 years a person still does not hear. Subal Harsulam, being a very young man, accidentally discovered a Kabbalistic book when with his rabbi from Persov, and was terribly pleased with his discovery. What he did not know at the time was, that it would take another 20 years to really experience everything that is written in the book. The preparatory period is very long, but you should not try to shorten this path. You just have to stubbornly keep going, stage by stage. You cannot stop, but you cannot jump over the steps either. We are in the hands of the Creator, and if He has revealed the beginning of the path to us, then we should not try to change anything but simply continue in the same direction. After all, everything comes from above according to the plan of the upper governance. Once I scrutinize that everything comes from the Creator, and is to my benefit, I can relax and stop. This is the first checkpoint on the path. If I want to continue on, then I begin experiencing difficulties. Before that, the Creator made it difficult for me, so that I would attribute all these incidents to him, and color my life pink instead of gray. Egoism supported this inclination, because it was beneficial for it. But from now on a different kind of work begins, the spiritual one. I must subjugate myself toward the right environment, and in this, I really have freedom of choice. I can remain in the state I was in until now, that is, in the egoistic perception of the principle there is none else besides the Creator, or continue to correct the shattered Kli, leave my individuality, and become included in the connection. Here religion ends and the wisdom of Kabbalah begins in practice. We are talking about the correction of the common soul of Adam HaRishon. The beautiful speeches about love for one's neighbor like in the UN are not enough. You need to practically and specifically organize in a 10. I must subjugate before 9 friends, and elevate them to the height of the Creator and bow my egoism before them every moment. The Creator will work in the opposite direction, showing me friends as more and more insignificant and full of flaws. It is simply impossible to believe how the Creator gathered such terrible people in one place. This is where the work begins. Now, after the convention in Bulgaria, we should feel that we are entering real spiritual work. The difference is that I do not want to attribute the results of my work to myself. I want to pass them through me to the 10. This is the work in reverse. It is for the benefit of the Creator, but through the 10. I'm then indeed directed at the Creator, because He is the one who exists between the first 9 Sephirot. I only want to elevate my friends, and by doing so, give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that the first 9 Sephirot are the Kli, that I build from my friends and elevate to the creator. The creator, who is between the first 9 sephirot, receives pleasure. I want nothing for myself. I make a restriction and raise the reflected light, but through this, I feel myself in a different nature. I look for the creator through the center of the group. If I want to start working with the creator, to bestow to him, it is insufficient to just say that there is none else besides him who is good that does good. I need to connect to him. It is only possible to connect to him through a lens, focusing all qualities and desires on the one source that everything comes from. It turns out that the further realization of the principle there is none else besides the creator who is good that does good is possible only through the center of the group. It is no artificial demand. I myself, my desire, consist of 9 discernments. It is what happened to Malkuth of the world of infinity. After it received the light that came to it through the first 9 sephirot, these qualities became imprinted in it. When it makes a restriction on the ordinary egoistic use of its desire, screen, and reflected light, it builds a model of the first 9 sephirot inside itself, which is called the image of the creator. How do we open the valve in the center of the 10, the passage to the spiritual world? In order to do so, it is necessary to pull out, with your teeth, the stopper that plugs the heart of each of us in the 10. It is written, all eyes are fixed upon the kingdom, Malkuth, of heaven. This is how we have to keep aiming at the center of the 10, discovering that it disappears from us at every moment. Either we ourselves lose this aspiration internally, or we are knocked out by external disturbances, but in the end we will feel that all this comes from the creator. This is how he increasingly shows us our deviation, how much we are not directed at the 10. It is as if I aim through an optical sight and constantly increase the precision. It seems to me that I aim at the target, but as soon as I zoom in, I see that there is a deviation, 5 degrees to the right. I adjust the scope and zoom in again, and I see that I deviate to the left. So I again adjust and increase the precision until I reach the maximum limit of my capabilities, and then I shoot. This is how we should aim ourselves at the 10. Initially we aim at its center, then we see how the creator deviates us in different directions around this point. He does this with great wisdom, so that we have to go against him every time. He pulls to one side, and we pull to the other side. So we follow him, in order to keep ourselves in the center. It is called the dance of the bride. Through these dances, relationships, we begin to understand and feel him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 26, 2019, The Center of the 10, Part 2. NATO's 70th reminds all problems are global now. Newsmax. My article in Newsmax, NATO's 70th reminds all problems are global now. A new year is about to begin, and a guarantee of global security is not appearing on the horizon. On the contrary, the world is facing an unprecedented amalgamation of challenges on cybersecurity, wars, massive migrations, and rising nuclear and military powers. A flamboyant 70th anniversary of NATO recently celebrated in the UK intended to show unity among the almost 30 nation members, to deal with the most pressing global security problems, but as an ailing septuagenarian whose health and balance is dubious, the Western military alliance showed more fractures than cohesion. Should we lose hope in the vision of a safer world? We cannot lose hope. It's the planet we live on, and any crisis and threat will eventually affect us one way or another. Thus, we cannot simply ignore what is ahead of us. However, we cannot expect meaningful changes from international organizations that have proven themselves to have a limited capacity or lack of commitment to act toward a comprehensive solution. The true solution to peace and stability is not in organizations. It's in people, that is, in changing our human nature from self-concern to mutual concern, self-benefit to benefiting others, and self-aimed reception to positively connecting with others. In such a way, we can envision a harmonious and safe future for humanity as a whole. The world is not a playground. Instead of a common ground, the current international arena resembles a battlefield. The tense environment in the last NATO summit showed a clash of personalities and incendiary reactions from world leaders playing on a game as small children throwing tantrums. However, no solutions to global threats will come from acting like toddlers on a playground. A more serious in-depth approach is required. In the summit's final statement, the countries represented in the alliance, including the US, Canada, France, and Great Britain, among others, pledged to take stronger action to combat terrorism globally, and concurred on what they called challenges posed by China and Russia. But when it came to the question of money, the ongoing discussion of who pays the bills to keep afloat NATO's operations remained inconclusive. Its annual budget is $1.84 billion, according to official figures. Just over 22% of the total is paid by the US, the main contributor. Only 7 out of the 29 members are meeting their spending obligations, a reason for sharp and unsolved disagreement between the American administration and other allies. With the funding still in question, the meeting was rich in photo opportunities and poor in practical conclusions. Positive human connection is the only worthwhile investment. Billions can be spent on defense globally, but it will be wasted until we tackle our real problem, our self-centered egoistic attitude toward everyone and everything around us. Humankind has evolved into a globally interdependent and interconnected human network. The new reality of an increasingly intricate global system clashes with our past and present egoism, causing tension and conflicts at a larger and more complex scale. Today's multifaceted crisis indicates that we need an inclusive and holistic approach to solving our myriad problems. In an interconnected world, there are no local problems. The need for solutions that favor humanity will call for consistent deliberation among representatives of all countries as equals. We will increasingly see how it's impossible for any country to overcome a crisis on its own, and that instead of advancing personal or local interests, every problem should be addressed as a global problem. Treating every problem as a global problem. By addressing global issues in the spirit of our connection, will we find the right way to face our many problems? Ahead of us is the most important choice humanity has ever faced. Do we adapt to the conditions evolution has placed before us proactively, by increasing our understanding and awareness, or will we be forced to adapt by blows and suffering? There is no need for humanity to reinvent the wheel in order to find peace and harmony. We can use an example from nature, which acts according to integral laws. All problems and differences emerge between us in order for us to seek their complementarity and balance, by finding our common point of connection upon them, the intention to benefit the whole system of humanity and nature that we live in. From egoistic competition to positive integral connection, global challenges and threats present opportunities to change our current direction, based on egoistic attitudes and interests, which is leading to a dead end. We need to realize that the only way out of this sinking ship is to connect into a single organism upon our differences. As the human body contains a diverse array of cells and organs performing different duties in mutual complementarity to sustain its health and functionality, so we as a common body of humanity need to also develop such an overriding attitude to benefit the whole system that we are part of. In the past, we progressed by means of egoistic competition. However, we have now entered a period of development where nature is increasingly showing how it treats us as a single organism. We can thus no longer enjoy our lives by trying to struggle with one another, each on the account of others. Doing so only leads to more problems, and ultimately, more suffering. On the contrary, the way we can progress to greater happiness, confidence, and harmony is by positively connecting to each other. The fundamental principle of living harmoniously in our era is to relate to humanity as a single organism. The reason that our inborn egoistic nature does not let us see the interdependent and interconnected reality is so that we voluntarily apply ourselves to positively connect above all our egoistic differences, and by doing so, realize a peaceful, joy-filled Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, September 6, 2019. Question: what should be the prayer if you feel like a clump of evil and corruption? Answer: that is great. If we all felt like such clusters of evil, egoism, envy, jealousy, meanness, and everything that possibly exists, it would be perfect. How much a person would want, if not to get rid of it, at least to paint over it a little. This is good. It means one already has a need to change oneself. Question: how and when we will be able to connect all of our up to us? Answer: to do this, first you must have Galgalt of Elinaim, and then Ahab. First of all, you must have bestowing desires, then you will be able to work with the desires, to receive for the sake of bestowal. Question: how can we not come to inaction or indifference, because of annulling ourselves? Answer: let's first learn to annul ourselves, and then we will see. You are right, there is a question in this. The fact is, that I'm annulling not myself, but my egoistic participation, and ask that in its place, the Creator will give me new strength, the quality of bestowal. Question: if concession to the friend does not lead to the greatness of the goal, should you concede to him? Answer: if this is a 10, I do not make any calculations, whether it does or does not lead to the goal. Most importantly, by conceding to the friend I move toward the goal. From the convention in Moldova, Day 1, September 6, 2019. To become ready to be influenced by the society. Lesson 2. Male and Female, Part 13. Family of the Future. Question: it is written, a man and a woman, and the Creator between them. What does it mean? Answer: it means that, if the male and female parts, altruism, and egoism, connect in order to create something common directed at bestowal, at mutual love, and in general, outside of themselves, then the upper force called the Creator is felt between them. Question: can we say that there will never be a normal married couple if the quality of mutual bestowal and love, that is, the Creator, is not revealed between them? Answer: yes, absolutely. This is why in our time we are experiencing family crisis. Only if we understand that we need to build the family in a new perfect inner family organization, under new contracts, then we will be able to build it. A family is a unit that is designed to teach us how to correctly interact with the whole of humanity, because the entire world exists in the family. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 31st, 2018. Spiritual Geography, Part 4. Spiritual Contact. Question: what can one feel in the places that are influenced by spiritual forces? Answer: a person who has no spiritual sensitivity will not be able to feel anything. I was standing beside my teacher in the most powerful place in our world, at the grave of Rashbi, and I can say that I almost felt nothing. At least, compared to him, it was practically zero, and he was in absolute spiritual exaltation. Question: why do we feel a spiritual force at the grave of a Kabbalist, and not at the place where he was born? Answer: it does not matter. It simply is the only place where we know for certain, see, and feel that it is associated with Rashbi. Question: then why not in the cave Edrarabba where he wrote the Book of Zohar? Answer: frankly, I personally am not sure that the Book of Zohar was written there. We never went there with my teacher. I have been in those places since, but I did not feel anything. You can say the same thing about Miriam's well on the Sea of Galilee. According to the legend, if a person drinks water from this well, one begins to attain the upper world. Of course, you can drink water from the Kinneret, Sea of Galilee. It is not forbidden, but the fact that you will be able to acquire some spiritual attainment is, of course, a legend. Each nation has very interesting and beautiful legends. However, we should understand the difference between the true Kabbalistic sources and the false ones. First, everything depends on the place. Even in our world, there must be a clear root you can touch. Second, a person must be able to touch it internally with one's intentions. When these two conditions are fulfilled, there really is a spiritual contact. From KabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 28, 2019.